I know you want it. I want it too. I want someone to walk up and turn me off like a light, draw a claw down my back, tell me where I belong for the moment. I'd love to hear a story of surrendering or sinking or perceiving, to be given offer after offer and go, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll take that on board. But wanting that control is good and valid. And so I'll try to keep myself from dropping and share a little iota of how I end up this way with you. It's what I always go to when it's time to drop. Find somewhere comfy, and I'll talk about trance, constructs, rituals, anchors, repetition, but you gotta be comfy. So that means relax, sitting, laying down. Take a pose for meditation. You can even kneel if you've got a cushion for it. Just make sure that however you get, however you dispose yourself, when you take deep breaths and lose the slack in your muscles, it must be safe for you to slump. A key part of hypnosis is those big falls where someone is gently caught by their hypnotist, where someone falls or freezes or has a big and notable reaction. They are designed to have that impact, so they anchor well, recur well, return to a mind that's looking for them. So you need to set yourself up to have that fall. Sometimes I hold my arm out in front of me all throughout when I'm letting myself get auto-hypnotized or listening to a track. I've even had a hypnotist ask, why are you doing that? And I'm like, trust me, I'm going to drop really far when I can't keep that up anymore. Set yourself up to fall. Because that's setting yourself up for success. Falling down the steps of success, one, and again, and another, till at the bottom you say, oh, it has been a very long way we've come. And my attention's on you now, so we'll find a way to get you down, deep. We always do. And wherever you can get comfortable enough for me that you could do one of those big falls, gentle collapses, even sinking into a mattress soft enough you could believe that it could wrap and hold you, bound and weighty. But as I said, my attention's upon you. That attention has a weight. You breathe in, and my attention is in the air around you. At least a few particles are going to come in with the breath. You unclench anywhere that is weary from the day. You untension all the muscles and armatures of you. All the gears inside that have been made to turn for purposes other than bringing you pleasure. A pity, but fixable. Let it go. Out. All the weary exceptions of the outside world are now irrelevant, because the true exception in your day is now you get to play. Legs, arms, body at ease, filled and flooded with words from me and will from you and breath from the air, part per millionth and part per mind of all the things that are mine, focused upon you because I want to share, to show you the things which a glimpse of which set me heavy, dropping, pulled to the ground, weighted down. Breathing in and out, the rise and fall of your chest, heavy. Your arms can be slack over your lap, comfortable at your sides, or if you're... That thud was my arm falling. If you're holding one out in front of you like me, then when you start to slide, you're going to feel it drop. Good to let yourself get that in. Sometimes we need a precipitous drop to remind us what we like, what we're exploring, and to keep us hungry. Heavy, hungry mind. Slumping, or slouching, or dripping, or slackening, sinking to your very core. But because you supported yourself at the beginning so you could have a nice collapse, I'm sure you're still comfortable, even when you have deflated into, oh, nothing is required of you. Masks and prevarications fall away, expectations. For once, judgment-free, so you're going down. Heavy in hand and heart and head, so you're going down. Falling, but found yourself caught by your seat, by your bed, by the floor. or simply by standing and swaying. I'll never underestimate all the places you can find to drop. Heavy eyes, heavy head, shoulders too, heart light. Hands may be floating, deceiving you into thinking that you could resist and hold that arm back up, but you don't really need to move or want or have any reason except to drop again. You'll drop more if you leave it down, trust me, and visualize it. I put a hand on your hand, and I slowly lift it, the twining of my fingers with yours. Not about feeling it, it's about accept that if we did that, and I began to rise, raising my arm, which twined with yours, parallel with yours, linked with yours, raising, raising. Couldn't we raise you up even if you were very drowsy? I think you're willing to comply and exert a little effort to do what I ask you to. That you'd rather set aside when it comes to you, spiraling, drooling, dropping down. So my hand over yours. Drip. My hand in contact heat. I'm in trance already. If you know how to affect that. How to tap into that. How to get on the same wavelength or play along or let the warmth of the crowd, the shared, pleasured, delusion, illusion, pressure, pleasure, the offer and the acceptance. That's all trance is. My hand on yours, so I can maybe raise it more than you could on your own. But when we get it raised up and kind of going straight ahead, you gotta remember my arm's a liability. It has a tendency to, there it goes, drop. And now that arm is once more not very effective, maybe I shouldn't try to help you. Try to help you up. If I try to help you up, the fact that I am heading down just means we're working at counter purposes. Let's push together, shall we? Find any amount of comfort that you can. In the air around you, breathing in, but do remember, aspects of me always push you toward trance. Oh, I could be very deep, but I want to share. But sharing that I'm deep is to build rapport, connection. It's a kind of mirroring. Also, if part of you is ever like, oh, what if I look X way when I go under? I look so silly. Mouth open and body just lolling in place. I sometimes repeat nonsensical things, so heavy, pushing down, so deep. I cannot resist hypnotic trance and others. These phrases are normal. Invent your mantras, murmur them. The trance belongs as much to you as to me, and even if you want me offering things which feel like command, like push, like suggestion, you also want an easy way to get there anytime. So it's suggestion, command, push, go through all the weary outside and into, oh, here's the core of you, here's the lever, here's the mechanism, and the mechanism is following my voice. A tug in the heart, body comfortable. Even your fingertips, your curling toes, are at ease. So melt away, drift away, sublimate, going from solid to vapor. Your body filled with that vaporous expansion. It's filling you up. And what vapor are you breathing in? Yes, my attention all around you. Relax your body fully. That's it. I think you can do it. All the pieces. The breathing's there. Breathing's important. I have an interesting relationship with hypnotic breathing. If I am encouraged to slow my breathing, I will really get so hypnotized that I might not be able to pay much attention. And hypnotized might not even be the word. That's not really a so scale. It's we are engaged in hypnosis. You are approaching trance. And in the floating air around that, our expertise, my attention, your breathing. So since if I am invited to breathe very slowly, I would find it difficult to execute commands, even ones as simple as remember this, anchor this, fall for this, learn this, mark this. Even the marking is difficult when you're that deep down. But you get full marks if you keep listening, especially if you followed along. Heavy is the head surrounded by hypnotic attentions. And when I want to be in trance, the trance I get from breathing really deep, it's a little too deep. My eyes get heavy, though that can happen anywhere, anywhen. Even in the weary world outside, my eyes get heavy during work, errands, all the time. The warmth of my hand resting over yours, remember, I allowed myself a single point of contact. But if this were less educational, more intimate, I might allow myself quite a bit of contact. I do dream of subjected mind, mine and yours, together, warm, gliding it, lubricated, my hand across the top of yours, settling together. The heat of it is radiant, but I hope it's comforting. It is at least possible for you to withstand. As my hand stays there, it's heavy. My arm's heavy. I dropped it twice, even for the bit in my own head to remind me what you are doing with the subject is helping them to get into a habit of compliance, building a relaxed state, to give a single command at the end of the piece, and for that you need to get your hand on top of yours. Yes, I need to get my hand on top of yours and lift. And oh, I have one more in me. Arm lifting, lifting. And it drops when it drops. Only you'll know when you're relaxed, floaty, brain gone, warm enough for you to simply bake away the unnecessary, sublimate the excess, till the solid, spreading warmth that can become liquid, dripping, dropping, but that liquid's heavy, whatever it is, dense, viscous, a settling golden glow, the oil of me massaged into you, skin soft, mind suggested to spark, pop. Inflating little bubbles with errant thoughts, they float away. And like anything trying to sublimate and float away, when they float out, you might as well capture them for later reuse. Errant thoughts from a mind very willing to explore the ritualization and layering of up, wake up. I want your brain as awake as you can make your brain. I want your brain as alert as you can make your brain. And I want you thinking of my voice. Like, really drill into your memories, either earlier in here, or if you have more of me than that, dredge it up from the depths. Can you say, awake, alert, aware, on the surface as you are, fixated and fixed, that trance has completely left you? No. Deep trance, light trance, it's all silly. Your altered state is that I make asks and you're willing to comply, or to consider compliance. And all I need is consideration. I am the salesperson who comes to your door and hands you my business card and opens my wares. And sure, you may say, no, I'm not buying any of that, but I'll say, well, at least take my free sample. And you may say, no, I'm not taking that. And I may say, well, at least look at them. Look at all the things in my case and how they shine. Pick them up. Can you really help from getting some of your thoughts caught on my wares? Like catching a little bit of your clothing on a fence you're hopping, or leaving your breath behind in the air. I won't pretend that I'm free at this moment either. I wrote simple instructions and I let them carry out. What would you be if this heavy arm I was holding was the lever of a machine that ran simply on ticker tape or punch cards, a pre-programmed set of basic instructions? 10, go to sleep. 20, drop deep. 30, go to 10. And 10, and 9, and down again. If simple programming was the flow of you, then when I counted down, that would be steps for you, mind sinking into the place, and you may have a list in your head of 10. Relax my arms. 9, think of that one very relaxing little music box song that tinkles in the back of my head. In my case, a metronome tick starts up when I get deep enough, and I know it's just me counting down to when I'm gone. I'm giving you examples of gone so they'll rub off on you. Like that aforementioned salesperson, letting you see the samples, letting your thoughts rub on them, and maybe someday you'll want one of whatever it is I have to give you. Because I just give it to you. You can trust me. It's really gonna encourage me, actually, knowing I have any level of, if I put this there, you will listen, you will learn. for there are pieces here that connect with pieces elsewhere in my thought process, my personal hypnotic ritual practice, and in the general air of dropping I want to persuade you to. So wouldn't you like to connect those pieces up with the rest? You might have to go looking for them. The empty parts of you have been looking for something happy, subby, deep, and trancy to do for me. For me. That's what rapport is. All those asks I mentioned, to which you say yes or no or maybe, or I'll hold on to that and think about it. There's a thing people sometimes say of, I'll take the question, which means I don't have an answer for you now, but I'm going to think about it and do a little research, and then I'll have an answer next time, or sometime, and I'll find you. Well, I will take the question of whether this is where you'll drop, but I guarantee that what's in here is going to help if you drop elsewhere in the same neighborhood. So, stay still, and I'll spin a story, an idea, and you'll follow. And I'm going to give you details now, because I've given you enough time that a skilled subject, even when ignoring my words, would be able to drill themselves to here, to this midpoint, to this, what hypnotic ask are you going to make, and how skilled are you at receiving the various components, at hallucination, at exploration, at imagination. You don't have to be perfect at anything, or even good at any of them, because there's always one or two ways. There are an infinity of angles at which you fall. And, not to put it too hard to any part of you that might really be trying to stay up where I put you, there's only really one angle at which you stay up, and that's when you don't want to listen to me. That's when I'm uninteresting and you're uninterested and hypnosis bears no appeal. If there's an edge by which you might be tempted, there's a version of you that finds your version of this. And everyone's got their own version. So I'll try a bunch of things, pitch a bunch of things, say a lot. And for that, we're not going to go back to 10. We're not going to go to 30. We're going to go back up to 100, actually. And we'll take it slow. We'll do things a different way. My rapid-fire semi-confusion, fractionation, emphasis, empathy, rapport approaches. The simple command, could you go deep for me? Would you kindly drop as best you know how? Implement the imagined legions of every time you fantasized about being in trance and enjoying it for suggestible, pliable purposes. Recruit your memories. They're yours, not mine. If I know of them, I can call them up. But I'm leaving this opening the same way I left the confusion opening, resistance opening, the drop. Oh, I dropped my arm again. The drop. Even the snaps deeper and deeper down now for me, please. Thank you. Good. You're very good to be so good at it. Sometimes praise or a little tingle in the back of your head does it. But whatever takes you deeper and deeper, we're going to build a few different places there. I mentioned earlier, and I return you to the lesson, that every state of trance is validly trance. It is not that there is a slowness that is more trance and a speediness which is too little trance. It is not that actively doing something while feeling floaty and empty, but knowing you could do something, that's still trance. It's not fake it till you make it. It's when you are playing a role, the actions of that role are yours. They are validly your own. And sometimes, when you're floaty, or when the moon's just right, or when someone's encouraging, or when the command comes quick enough, you try to stop doing something just to see if you can, and it doesn't work. Like lowering or moving that arm I had raised. I can't convince myself to do it. We are byproducts of our history. Start filling your history with bliss, please. And I'll do the most important part for you. Come up with a few hard-to-resist pitches so you can practice that exact thing I just said, and see if you can stop yourself from visualizing, sensing, from fantasizing into far too real to conceal your pleasure. But we'll see. When you listen to me, and we start at 100, it won't take long.